second episode of the night is go. And so, you were saying something.
Who are you?
I am gonna fucking suplex Randy Orton.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I will.
No, hang on.
And I will not be stopped.
Who are you?
Here, look. Let me point the mic at you.
People fucking acting like, oh, hey, Area 51 storming. No, I'll storm Randy Orton. I'll, like, walk at him like a JoJo man. And he'll be like, dude, this is really fucking weird.
Stop walking toward me?
Yeah. He'll be like, you're stop it.
Stop walking.
You're walking like a retard, man.
Stop walking.
I can say that because I'm retarded.
Oh, okay.
It's our word.
Okay.
It's 2019.
It's your word. Yeah, 2019.
I'll suplex him. I will German suplex Randy Orton.
Okay.
I promise to everybody listening.
Yeah.
I promise to Randy Orton and Vince McMahon himself.
There you go.
Vince McMahon, come on, trust me. I'm Irish too. I know you love Irishmen.
Yeah.
I know you love big, sweaty Irishmen. I'm the biggest, sweatiest yet.
Big, sweaty man.
I am the biggest, sweatiest Irishman yet.
You are fairly big and sweaty. Yeah. That's true.
I'm an Irish furnace, man. You can bill me as that.
Yeah.
And I only want...
You put alcohol in him and you get sweat.
Yeah. I only want one match where I suplex Randy Orton. I don't have to win. I could literally get killed during the match in real life.
No, he'll sign a waiver.
Yeah. Just let me suplex Randy Orton.
Just
and then my beef will be sweatled.
Just one time. Sweatled.
Sweatled.
It'll be sweatled.
I had a chance to fix that. I didn't.
You didn't. Come on, Vince. Just one time. Just sweatle it.
Vince McMahon.
Just sweatle it.
I'm adding him right now.
You might as well. You should at Vince McMahon. I think so. So.
Is his at just Vince McMahon?
Might be. I think it is.
Fucking no.
So
that goes to some little Shelton Benjamin.
No, that's a little halfy.
Yeah, you want a
little mini
or something?
Little mini.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Google.com.
Yeah, that's too much.
Vince McMahon Twitter.
Yeah, I can save that.
There we go, buddy. Okay. Well, and so, dear listeners,
fuck, you're taking a shot.
If you're joining us,
suckers,
you got a full one. You son of a bitch.
Look at him with a full one. So, listeners,
how the fuck are you not? Where the fuck are you?
Listeners, unfortunately, if you're joining us, this is actually the second episode that we're joining.
Who are you?
Who are you?
You're
the monsters of the original Mr. Softy Ice Cream Trucks.
Oh, God.
So, everybody,
this
is it. Listeners, if you're joining us, this is actually the second episode that we're
welcome, Fetalberry James.
Nice, Fetalberry James. I like
it. You can't use my copyright like that.
How dare you?
Too late, buddy.
No, it's
already been recorded.
He niced on me.
No, it's too done. I do nice all the time.
Oh, Kugo. Hey,
that's
Kugo.
Me. That's me.
No, it's not.
All right, bump it.
Yeah, he already took it.
Yeah. I told you because we already clinked.
Yeah, no, because we clinked.
All right, come on. I like how you're trying to be professional, but
I do it.
Who's professional? Who's trying to be professional?
If anyone's trying
to be professional, you need to go to the timeout corner.
That's true. You need to get in the bathtub with your timeout mask on. Yep.
You sit in that shower and you wait.
Yep. You sit in that bathtub with your timeout mask on, and God help me if I catch you without it.
It's like, man, isn't even verified on Twitter.
How's that possible?
Not.
That doesn't seem possible.
No, it's totally possible. That's weird. The fuck would Vince McMahon when you got Triple
H? As well.
Do Shano, do Triple H, do
Triple
Stephanie.
H, too. Yeah.
And you got to get all the uppers.
Do all the McMahons, yeah.
Twitter doesn't like them.
It doesn't matter.
My girlfriend lives close to fucking Greenwich.
Your girlfriend lives near a golf course.
Greenwich Village?
No, Greenwich, Connecticut, cuckold.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the cuckold and your girlfriend lives in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Dumb idiot.
Is Greenwich, Connecticut known for cuckoldry?
Yes.
Well, the mere fact that you're not around her.
Like, name a place that's not known for cuckoldry.
Europe.
Can't be done. Nope. Europe.
Are you
fuck-offing
me?
What
the fuck are you talking about? You're
fuck-offing me. You're fuck-offing me.
Sudan ain't fucking known for cuckoldry.
Sudan?
Yeah, sure it is.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't even know, man. Cuckolding others.
Okay. That's fair.
That's not fair.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, I apologize.
Because Sudanese, don't
cancel me.
The Sudanis are moving around and they're dating other people, mostly the UK cats.
Oh.
Then they get into the whole fucking German UK cuckold fucking Scheitzerpanne.
Scheitzer, yeah, sure.
I don't know if this is legit facts, but it might not be. As far as I'm concerned, everyone branches out, man. Yeah, no, everyone, yeah, everyone is a cuck.
Yeah, everybody's a cuck these days.
You're a cuck. Yeah. You're a cuck.
I'm
a
cuck. I will never be a cuck.
I'm pointing to the phone. You have a girlfriend in Connecticut.
You have a girlfriend in Connecticut.
My dick stretches all the way across the United States of Connecticut.
I wish that was true, but right now I'm looking at it. Let me tell you something. And I see no bulge.
Let me tell you.
Look at it. Look at it.
Gentlemen, please. I had a friend named Sod. And you know what Sod told me?
Shit.
Connect to cut, don't connect to shit. And that ain't shit, but fuck.
I thought you said Sod.
Yeah, his name is Sod. S-A-A-D. Yeah.
Wait, like Sahan?
No, not Sahan, no.
Oh, okay. Oh, I miss that cat.
I know. I miss Sahan, too. He was such a cool guy.
Man, I'm tweeting he a probably lot of people still I should not be tweeting.
Of course you
that
are.
That means you're using Twitter correctly.
Okay. Am I finally getting it banned?
You're a rebel.
You might.
Rebel,
Have you tried...
Hey, I'm going to make a pee-pee. Please pause it.
Are you?
I rebel, love rebel. Have work you, for a weekend.
Work for the weekend.
Rebel, rebel.
So, So, okay, wait. Okay, so 100% A plus, yeah. High five.
Yeah.
On the back end. So
I'm about to come back and put on some Ted fucking Nuge.
That's a good call. Put on that Nuge. Yeah, the Bundy. Not everybody knows that the Bundy did some good music, but I mean, you know, he did.
You're trying to slabber some nonsense on me.
I was gonna say if you really want to get locked down for time, just find Sweden, the country.
I have a better idea.
Just at a blue check mark and say, you know, fuck you, pedophile dog fucker. That will work.
I have a better idea.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
My Twitter beef with you enters its next stage.
Oh, good.
I'm attacking Chex Mix.
Stage 4. You better not. You better not attack fucking Chex Mix.
Hello.
No. I will defend Chex Mix. No. You better not.
You
I will, man,
fools.
You son of a bitch.
You
I will, no.
Gave a
no.
succulent.
Dude, I will defend Chex Mix. I will defend Chex Mix until the day I die.
You
son of a bitch. You better fucking not. That's the one thing. No, that's the one thing that I give a shit about. You better fucking not. You son of a goddamn bitch.
Error.
No. No, no, no. You had better not.
You,
Chex Mix is the one thing.
A
child. So we need to be a little quieter.
Indolent proportion.
No. I am not guilty of indolence. We need to be a little quieter, but also, you had better not go after fucking Chex Mix, you son of a bitch.
I also called them a cuck.
You had better not. Chex Mix is very nice and sent me a gift for my goddamn birthday, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I already tweeted him, man.
I will defend Chex Mix.
You could look at the tweet.
I will defend Chex Mix until my dying breath, you son of a bitch.
I tweeted them because they
fucked
up.
I will punch you in your sack.
Punch for you right now, little bitch.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
I will pick you up bridal style.
You will not.
And I will carry you out this door.
It's not possible.
And make you cry.
You cannot.
I will show you how Chex Mix ends.
I am much heavier than you think.
Ooh. You underestimate my willingness to hurt myself in the pursuit of comedy.
I am so much heavier than you think.
Ooh, buddy.
I'm heavier than I look.
I'm stronger than you think.
I don't doubt that, I'm also telling you that I'm much heavier than you think.
I could lift you.
I don't think you could.
I could lift you.
I don't think you could.
I could lift you.
Good
no.
God.
I could lift you. We're going to have a whole thing.
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, we had Dr. Pepper. I also picked up a bottle of Dr. Pepper as well.
Oh,
so there's double. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, here we go.
Have you seen this before?
Junji Ito, dur-dur-dur my hole.
Dur-dur-dur my hole.
Junji Ito, oh fuck, a balloon.
Yeah.
Junji
Ito, a spiral.
JoJo.
Ooh, fuck, Junji Ito. Ooh, it's so scary. People are sewn together.
Yeah. No, well, yes, people are sewn together, and it's very scary.
All right. It's like that show Drawn Together, only sewn together.
Right, sewn together, yeah. I think we all saw that.
That's the biggest
joke.
Gulp I've ever seen.
I have one like that.
I used to work for a 7-Eleven.
Hey, how about you go Which ahead one? And tell you who your inspirations were?
Inspirado. Yeah.
My inspirations for what, Twitter?
Not
for yes. You. For everything.
On Twitter, my inspirations were.
Drill. Got him!
People relate me to him.
No, I know. Hey, it's funny. Hey, people also relate me to Drill.
And you tell me that all the blood in it doesn't get you off.
It'll get them hard.
But people, like, when I'm drunk, people compare me to a more literate Drill, and I don't
No, I think that's funny. People also do that to
it tastes like Dr. Damn Risky. Pharmacist.
Yeah, Dr. Robert Pharmacist. Yeah, it will. No, Mr. Spice. I don't know that you can pick me up, though.
What the fuck? I saw a swastika.
I could pick you up.
Can you?
Yeah, man.
Let's take a moment. You let's take a moment. Right now? Let's go to the kitchen and let's see who can pick me up.
I
can
pick you right.
This will be very funny.
I get first goings.
He gets first goings.
Hey,
at my wife's died again. Gets first goings.
My place, bro.
I've known him.
No shit.
I've known him longer.
Don't break my shit.
I'm not breaking your shit.
I'm not breaking God at all.
So I'm gonna set this down. Here we go. At my wife died again. You gonna try to pick me up?
Oh God.
Okay, here we go.
You fat sack of shit.
I'm a heavy motherfucker. I'm heavier than you'd think. You just you gotta grab me down around my butt. Here we go. Here we go. He got me up. He got me up like 4 or 5 inches. That was really impressive. Dude, high five. That was very good. Holy shit. Okay. My wife died again. Can pick me up.
Yeah. Oh, now you're going for like full suplex. Hey, they fell. I am all over my comics.
We fell, you ding dong.
I'm too drunk. Let me try again.
You're drunk.
You rushed
into it. Don't rush into it.
You limbought it.
You ding dong.
To be fair, my job involves rushing into things and shoving my
Don't
shoulder.
Don't rush me. So.
Oh, man. I'll make you feel good.
Hey, nice. Don't hit the circular fan.
I don't want to hit the fan.
Switch me spots, man.
There you go. Stand in the kitchen.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Can
just don't
100% get close to it. Can you pick me up? Here we go.
Hurry.
Oh shit! Look at that. Oh shit!
There it is.
Yeah, you got me up a good 4 or 5 inches.
Let me do it again.
Yeah, you want to do it again?
Oh, I'm feeling strong now. I'm feeling strong now.
Well, especially if I hop. Okay, here we go.
Let me give you some shoes that. Won't slip off.
Okay, my wife died again. He's gonna change shoes.
He's gonna try to pick me up.
Nah, I want my Lunars.
You know, farewell. I can pick up the both of you.
Yeah. You can't pick me up.
You can't pick me up. We have been picking each other up for the last 20 years.
I know, dude. I picked up my friend Mike, who weighs over 400 pounds.
I weigh 10,000 pounds.
It doesn't matter. I can pick you up. My shoes are very crunch.
Yeah, and I'm.
You're at A plus 100%, yeah. 5 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have a higher rating, bitch.
I'm telling you I can pick you up.
Do I have to turn my name to S rank?
I will pick you up.
Alright, come here.
If you're going to be S rank, I'll be triple S.
And let me see if I can just do it again. Just okay, one more time. It doesn't matter the height or nothing.
Here we go.
No, come on.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you're good. Here we go. Yep.
Rebel inside your chest.
Oh, God. Okay, at my wife died.
He took
a little spot.
Oh, I took it.
Here we go.
Oh, I took it. Hey! Hey! Oh, don't lean back. There you go.
Hey, heavy motherfucker. I got him up a little bit. But you, yeah, I can pick you up.
Oh, easily.
My wife died again, yeah, I can pick him up.
Easily.
I bumped his head into
I told you easily.
Into the kitchen divider. I apologize. That was unintentional.
Come here, son
of a bitch. Here we go. My wife died again. Gonna pick me up again. Here we go. I'm in the butt. What are you doing?
No, sir? No.
Center of gravity. Ah, okay. Yeah. I was flying. That was very good.
And you went down. You came back up.
Where the hell did fucking A-plus go? I think I just threw his hat at him.
No, he's on the ground.
Yeah, he's on the ground behind the couch. I threw his hat at him. Oh. Nailed it.
That's my exercise regiment for the day.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, we all picked each other up.
Gets those quads.
Yeah, buddy.
Gets those calves going.
The quads and the core. I did.
Oh, come here.
I picked you up. Oh, well.
Let's see if. Let's see if. Let's see if my wife died again can pick up A plus. Step forward.
Put me right into this fucking thing.
No, step forward.
I'm not going to do that.
It's a rental.
No, I'm not going to do that.
It's a rental.
No, you're not going up too high.
Come on. Okay, here we go. My wife died again. Picking up A plus. He did it. Up. Toes off the floor. Nailed it. You good, though. You good, though.
That was a half fist.
High five, buddy.
That was a half.
You nailed it. There we go. We can all lift each other.
I'm a strong boy.
So, here you go, listeners. Here you go, listeners. If you can, if you have any friends, see if you can pick them up.
Yeah.
That's all back of the legs, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's all quad, baby. I
took one of my friends once. And I was in the middle of a Nerf war.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Well, because I ran out of ammo, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I can't win.
Yeah, so no, just suplex him. Yeah.
So I knocked the gun out of his hand, like fucking German suplex him under a couch.
I was
into oblivion.
I once fisherman suplexed somebody who was not expecting it.
When I German suplexed my friend,
yeah,
the whole time, like, I... Like German suplex, and I felt my back crack because I was expecting just to grab him and like throw him, but then like instinct took in. German suplexed him across the couch, and the whole time he just went, "Let me go, let me go." And I wasn't holding on to him.
It's too late for that.
Like because once it landed,
you did the release suplex.
Yeah. Sure. So, like, and, like, halfway through, I found my back fucking snapping. I was like, oh, that's not good.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
You just, let me go. And I'm not even holding on to him anymore. I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I didn't expect this to happen.
Yeah. Next thing you know.
Mr. Gorbachev suplexed
I got a fucking BPR of 108 trying to lift you fucks up.
Oh, boy.
Or, like, BPR of cucko, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, shit.
Look, dude, my lady friend is 10 minutes away. I can get there right now.
What?
Without any cucking.
Before you go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Okay. I have taken off my mask.
More or less, I can go all the way to Connecticut.
But also, how you doing, buddy? We're hanging out over here at Taylor's.
Who the fuck is fucking shit?
It's Gums.
Hey, oh, yeah, this motherfucker.
Yeah, that was yesterday. We're hanging out over here at the...
Hey, buddy.
At my wife died again's place because we're recording a podcast.
Is that Mr. Guitar? Or is that Legs?
Yeah. No, it turns out we can pick
each other up. It's not Lego.
Isn't that interesting? So, yeah. Yeah. No, we're just hanging out and playing video games and shit, man. You want to come by?
No, of course.
You're working.
I threw Fetus Berry into the sun. Oh, you working?
You work until 10.
Well, yeah, thanks, man. That was a weekend. That's fine. Yeah, it was close enough, man. Yeah, well, yeah, thanks very much. And, yeah, we'll be hanging out here at my wife Dead Again's place until later.
You know what? I don't care about the
That's fine. Amenity. Yeah, I'll hit you up after. Word up, man. Late too, man. Yeah, I'll hit you up, man. All right, bye, Shelby.
A little fun fact.
You're back.
My,
okay, there we go.
Old coworker used
yeah.
when I worked in a university
Which
kitchen.
One?
His name was Cubby.
Oh.
That was his name.
I thought it was going to be a fun story. Like
he was born in Papua New Guinea.
What's his name?
Naheem.
Nadim. Nadim.
Nadim.
No, but Cubby.
Cubby.
Him and I had a different relationship. Because I didn't really laugh because I was very shy at that place.
Yeah.
I was very boisterous, very shy.
Yeah.
I was a babu, as they call it.
A babu.
So his whole thing was trying to get me to laugh.
Ah, nice.
And it was nonstop gay chicken. He was raised in Papua New Guinea. His father was teaching. He had a job teaching the locals English and teaching them a bunch of stuff. And he told me once, we went in for a little high five or a little handshake.
Sure.
And he slipped his finger in, his middle finger down.
Weird.
And in Papua New Guinea, because it's such a small island and everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
That's how you secretly, quote unquote, get married in the woods. That's how you signal, like, hey, let's get married in the woods. is you kind of slip your finger just like that.
Oh,
you pop well, that's your a... say your middle finger down to the knuckle and just kind of rub against their palm a little.
Weird.
Yeah, okay.
But you talked about Nadim.
Yeah, Nadim. Love that guy.
Man.
I never met Nadim, and I fucking love that guy.
If you want, your next round, I will commentate as Nadim.
That would be cool. Yeah. That would be cool, yeah.
Nadim, for those that aren't informed in the lore of Fetus Baby.
For longtime followers of the show, you may remember Nadim from A+'s...
Which one am I?
...previous stories. You're Vegetto.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nadim was a fry cook at the job I used to work. He was a Bosnian man, a Muslim Bosnian. I don't think he was a veteran, but he definitely was
definitely participated in some kind of something.
Well, I mean, there's the whole Bosnian war between the Muslims and the other Bosnians.
And then the fucking...
Catholics, I'm guessing.
Well, probably. And also the hand grenade incident.
Yeah, the hand grenade incident, for those that don't know, is his now wife. He was not allowed to date her at first because he was a Muslim man. And so, when meeting her father, he just walked out to his car, came back in with a grenade, took off the pin.
Took the pin out.
And, just held it. And he says, well...
You let me date your wife, or
maybe let me date your daughter. Let me date your daughter.
Yeah, your daughter.
Yeah, there you go.
And the father notably said, "You may date him," which is in complete contrast to his entire personality as we knew him.
Yeah,
as just this weird goofball with a flaming V-neck guitar tattoo that says. I love sex. S-E-C-K-S.
Yeah.
I love sex, man.
I have wanted to make, Dungeons & Dragons characters where based I just play Nadim.
Yeah, that would be good.
He has a flaming lute that says, I love sex, and he talks about,
hey, you know that? It says, I love my family. I'm not good with common, man. But it says, I love family, and that really works for me.
It says I love sex.
Oh, I see. You figured me out.
Try square button.
Yeah. No, he figured me out. So he figured out that I do a rush. And so now he's punishing me for it.
I can't believe Dad's dead. My dad died again.
My dad died again is a really good Twitter app. I would not blame anybody who managed the at my dad died again. Yeah, I'm out. Here you go. Here's A+.
No, I have to commentate the next round as Nadim.
No, you're not. You're going to fight the next round, and then you'll commentate
as Nadim.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fight the next round
as Nadim.
Nah, I can't do it as Nadim.
You gotta do it.
Come on, buddy.
It's gonna be half singing songs with wrong lyrics.
That makes sense. Yeah. Go ahead. That makes sense for Nadim from what I know about him.
Holy diaper, you see the stripe, you know it's not clean. Pressure wash one baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you know the All-Stars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey now, you a porn star, get your game on, go play. You have, a nice time with lady,
You know, you got a nice time with a lady.
And then you go home, man.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You bring her to your place, man.
Yeah.
And you go into your room. And you watch the Shrek.
You watch the Shrek.
You know?
I somehow knew that was coming. Yeah. So, yeah, you watch the Shrek, and then what?
You know. All the roommates are asleep, and you're watching Shrek, and
You mean children. Your children are asleep. You mean you say roommates. You mean your children.
You know, then, Shrek's over, right? But, you know,
Watch out.
Still
here you go.
Going, man. So, you put on, Finding Nemo.
Really, any kind of Pixar, really, any 3D CG, yeah.
You know they say, like, teamwork makes the dreams work?
I've heard that.
That's what Shrek is, man.
Is it teamwork? Yeah, there you go.
Because it's made by DreamWorks, man. Mm. All right. So here we go. I'm fighting this little man, right? Your purple hair.
How are you fucking murdering that couch cushion?
Hey, you like a Led Zeppelin, man?
You like a Led Zeppelin? Everybody likes a Led Zeppelin. Indeed.
You like Led Zeppelin,
keep
man?
Keep playing. You're playing.
Hey, my wife is dead.
He can't. He can't keep it together. He's falling over.
My wife
here
is dead.
Here we go. You're boo. Fight.
My wife is dead. You like a Led Zeppelin, man?
Yeah, of course.
You like, you know, like an immigrant, right?
No, what's the song?
The song,
song?
The song the like a
lemon song.
Lemon song. Yeah.
I don't like lemon Zeppelin. Lemon man.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Led Zeppelins.
Of course not. Why would you?
You know, I like, man, like,
you know, man, like if,
you know what they say.
You're on.
Scotty doesn't know that. Her wife and me am fucking all the time.
You're on.
I do know I'm
game.
On.
Do the game.
I'm the lady with
you're
the
You're terrible.
Tip, man.
You're a fighty lady. Do the fight.
Yeah, you know that. Like,
you're a fighty lady. Yeah. Fight a like, hey. Fight a man.
Hey, fetus. Hey,
yeah.
Fetus.
Yeah.
Hey, fetus.
Yes.
Hey,
Nadim. Fetus. Yeah. Nadim.
Secret dick.
Secret dick? No. Not for me.
Can't fuck you, man. What do you know?
That's not gay, man.
Hey, man, like, I have questions for you, man.
Yeah. Like, okay, Nadim, here right. We go. Questions.
Like, you know, I have a bad internet at home, man.
Right? Yeah.
And, like, you know, I load up picture, man, and I see, like, a pretty lady, man. Right?
And, I think we've done this bit, yeah. Haven't we? Haven't we done this bit? I feel like we've done this bit.
The picture loads, man.
Yeah.
And she has a massive tit, man.
She got a big old tit, man. Yeah.
Picture a little more, you know.
She got a nice tight tummy.
Yeah, she's nice skinny, man.
Yeah.
You know, she's not like, you know, like, whoa.
She's not like a fat lady. Yeah.
Picture a little more, man. She got a fucking dick, man.
She got a fucking dick, man.
She got a fucking dick.
Yeah.
So my question of fetus.
Yeah.
Is it gay if I kind of, you know, like... Like it and still, you know, like it. You know, if I still, you know,
well, it's like,
do a Toy Story.
Well, it's like, that's a, you know, it's a hotly contested question, I think, on Twitter.
I mean, like,
you know,
if I...
Whether or not traps are gay, I feel like that's a big deal.
Trap? No, I'm talking about a lady with dick.
Yeah,
man.
That's a trap.
Dude with boobs.
Well, yeah, so you didn't know. And then it was a trap.
You can't see them.
My wife died again doing the you can't see me.
Yeah,
and
but,
he knows.
Man, like, so, like, if I find one of these, you know, trap, man, and, you know, like...
Yeah.
You know, I watch a little Zootopia with them.
Holy shit.
Is that gay?
Yeah. Well, not if you just... Not if you only watch Zootopia, no. That's not... Well, then, no, that's not gay.
Okay, man.
Actually.
What if I, do you think?
Yeah. Do you like the fox or the rabbit?
That's a good question.
Dude, what happened if I go all the way to the Snow White watching?
Then you're into
do you like the lion or the buffalo?
Snow White. Mm. Well, wait. So Snow White, so that's like,
you know, like he's sleepy or he's angry.
So yeah. Well, yeah. So they,
like,
they have all the dwarves.
Porn.
Yeah, so they have all the dwarves, but then it's like,
it's all good.
Are you
cousin
into,
good drunk?
Yeah.
Yada yada.
I ain't drunk.
No, you said cousin.
Look, everyone's a cousin to me. And I'm everyone's cousin.
That's true.
There's the answer.
There you go. That's the answer.
If you look me in the eyes and you say, I'm your cousin, I'll say, eh, probably.
Well, okay. There you go. So,
just so everyone knows, my Twitter beef with Fetus has progressed into me shit-talking on Chex Mix on Twitter.com.
You better not.
I did. I already did.
You son of a bitch.
How dare you?
Okay, so look.
Neglect
I put out
the helpfulness
hang
that
on.
Chex Mix
everybody,
provides.
Everybody, I put out a request on Twitter.com for my birthday for PSN gift codes. Here are the people who gave them to me. @ Coach Dorn Rogel @ first creation at Glauchenglobin, GlauchenGloben, at Tactical Discord, at Saint Germain 242, and at Spoonie_Panda.
Are these your sponsors for this episode?
Yeah, they are my sponsors for this episode. These people actually did send me...
Emphatically, yes.
Yeah, emphatically, yes. These people sent me PSN gift codes. And if not for them, I would not be able to play Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I don't get the fucking...
Wait, he's doing the thumb stroke. It's different. If not for them, we would not be able to play Dragon Ball FighterZ with all of the DLC.
I would not be able to play any of the
PlayStation gift card games. You gotta do the double.
You want to meet in the woods? Slide that thumb right up in there.
Yeah, you want to meet in the woods?
Oh, God. Yo, bro.
Yeah, buddy. So.
Let's take a swig off this fucking Monshin.
Monshin.
Yeah, this is some
Sailor Blacksbury Moonshine. Here we go.
We're about to get fucking mooned
up. For all you listeners out there who don't know. Yeah.
Hey, you want me to play some Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. So, for all you listeners out there who don't know, we are now done with our whiskey and we are now taking
moonshine. Blackberry moonshine.
Swigs of moonshine. You're not just drinking from the fucking jar? You end up making a mess. You better pour that over the sink.
Fucking Carl's Jr. the shit out of that
Carl's
promo.
Jr. Here Carl's you go, buddy. Jr.
Promo.
We'll meet in the woods.
Hush and listen. And his cheeks were all aglow. From the
so I'm drinking.
Getting ready, quick and soon.
Here we go.
For the pipes must be together.
Midnight.
By the rising of the moon.
Midnight moon. 100 proof. Moonshine. Here we go. I'm taking a swig off the jar.
Souls are dead.
No souls.
Is it bad or good?
I took too big a swig.
Here we go.
It's very intense. It's nice. It is nice.
Nice!
It is nice. Nice!
That's my catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I say. My wife died again. You should start saying it too, so it dilutes the pool.
Fuck off.
Nice.
Hey, fuck you.
Nice. You said fuck off, dude. Nice.
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 So, wow. It is very good. And it's also 100 proof. And... it's certainly something.
Let me fly to the moon
for the weekend. New York, we all work for the weekend.
Moon me!
Moon him!
Call me Luna! Stray Luna!
Luna!
It actually has a nice aftertaste of blackberry.
It does. Blackberry. I was not anticipating 100 proof. I gotta tell you.
Well, like 100%.
It's.
No, dude, that shit is pussy.
Wow. It's certainly something. I was not expecting. Wow. It is rather intense, this midnight moon. 100 proof. Alcohol 50%.
Midnight moon. Let me drink.
Is that Nadine?
It's obviously not Irish.
It's not Irish. No, you're right about that.
I fly to the moon.
I fly on the moon and I like sex. I don't have any more whiskey, man. I got nothing to clink you with, man.
Get a shot glass.
Clink my soul.
Right. 2 seconds, Mio. Birthday boys.
He is a birthday boy. He's only 10 years old.
I'm 10.
Clink.
Clink it.
Clink my soul.
Nostro.
Oh, man. We got weird blue brain.
Yeah.
We got an anime.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the contestant, man. So, anime man, you say his name is Fruitku?
Yeah, that's close enough. Pause it for a second, would you?
All right, they're buzzing for just seconds.
I guess you don't have to. It's infinite time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. People are going to hate me after this.
They might. You're like,
God damn it, stop talking, you asshole.
That fucking guy! No, it's not going to be that bad.
Stop bringing him on, you dickweed.
Yeah. No, I'm going to keep bringing you on.
The only reason I'm still here is that I live close to you.
Well, there's that, but also I do actually like you as a person.
You.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, whenever you're about to come over, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's the response.
Okay. So we're going to call a close to this particular episode of Feastbury Jam.
Yeah, who knows? You might get a third one in.
Well, and hey, I would like to say on behalf of At My Wife Died Again and At 100% A+,
Levi Clemens, that's my name.
Stay fresh, cheese bag.